age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Trouble, sing the old song.
Something Tom is coming to. It's country music. This ain't nothing new.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing I Saw the Light. Turn your lights down low. Tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
Good evening, country music fans, and welcome to another edition of the Country Classics Hour. Tonight, we look back on the death of Hank Williams. It was 63 years ago. That'll be 63 years ago on January 1st, 2016, when Hank Williams passed away in the back of his car, leaving a life and legacy and changing country music entirely. So tonight we're going to look back on that, and we're going to listen to some of Hank's best stuff. So stick around. This is the Country Classics Hour.
Well, it's the Country Classics Hour.
Welcome to the lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Well, so, Hank, we hope you're going to be around here with us for a long, long time, buddy.
Well, it looks like I'll be doing just that, Red, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's fine, just as we're all looking forward to that great Hank Williams hit. What else could it be but the lovesick blues?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she went by. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, when I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. I love to see the towns a-passing by, and to ride these rails 'neath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe He meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you rambling man.
There's the one and only Hank Williams, accompanied, of course, by his regular band, the Drifting Cowboys, featuring Don Helms on the steel guitar. That tune was called Ramblin' Man, and before that, we were listening to the last song that Hank Williams ever recorded, in a recording studio at least, Take These Chains From My Heart. We started that set off with a live recording from what was called the Prince Albert portion of the Grand Ole Opry radio show. The Grand Ole Opry radio show, of course, being the biggest force in country music, being broadcasted out of Nashville every Saturday night. And the Prince Albert portion was, of course, sponsored by Prince Albert Tobacco. That was Hank's first performance on the Opry, and he got quite a rousing ovation, as you can hear when he performs his signature song, Lovesick Blues. This is the Country Classics Hour, and my name is Little Andy. Tonight, we're looking back on the death of Hank Williams, and of course, the music of Hank Williams. Hank Williams died on January 1st of 1953 in the back seat of his car, en route to a gig that he never made in Canton, Ohio. I'll be telling that story throughout the night, and trying to shed some light on some details of Hank's career and his music. The last time Hank was ever in a recording studio was on September 23rd of 1952. A few months later, he would be dead. But on that last track, on that last session, he recorded a lot of great songs. We heard him do Take These Chains From My Heart, but we also, during that recording session, he also recorded Kalijah, I Could Never Be Ashamed of You, and the song we're going to hear now, perhaps his second most popular song of his career. This is Hank Williams with Your Cheatin' Heart.
Try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
spell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
When you've strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Journey day by day and temptation comes your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow in his light, he will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
When your soul is burdened down and your friend cannot be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow him each day, he will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you miss me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
If you will listen, a song I will sing about my daddy who ran a log train way down in the Southland in old Alabama. We lived in a place that they call Chapman Town. And late in the evening when the sun was low, way off in the distance you could hear the train go. The folks would come running and mama would sing, get the supper on the table, here comes a log train. Every morning at the break of day, he'd grab his lunch bucket and be on his way. Winter or summer, sunshine or rain, every morning he'd run that old log train. A sweating and swearing all day long, shouting, get up there, oxen, keep moving along. Load her up, boys, cause it looks like rain. I've got to get rolling this old log train. This story happened a long time ago. The log train is silent, God called Dad to go. But when I get to heaven to always remain, I'll listen for the whistle on the old log train.
There's Hank Williams with a demo of a song that he recorded only in demo format. The song was The Log Train, which was something about his father, Lonzo Williams' work in the bush. Before that, within that set, we heard Half As Much, which was recorded on June 13th of 1951. We also heard Your Cheatin' Heart, and we heard, what else did we hear in that set? The first song that Hank Williams ever recorded back in 1946 in a recording studio. That is, that was Hank Williams when he recorded for the Sterling label, and the song was Calling You. This is the Country Classics Hour. My name is Little Andy. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and tonight we're looking back on the death of Hank Williams. Hank Williams passed away on January 1st of 1953, making it around 63 years since he left his mark on country music. Hank Williams wasn't in very good shape in the fall of 1952, even though things looked great for him at the beginning of that fall career-wise. He personally was in an utter shambles. He had a pregnant girlfriend by the name of Bobby Jett, who was about to have their child in the new year. And he also, in early fall of 1952, married his second wife, Billie Jean Williams, after divorcing his longtime wife of Audrey Williams. But Hank, of course, always struggled with alcoholism, and also struggled perhaps even more greatly with a spine condition, acute back pain from something called spina bifida. There's also reason to believe that Hank Williams suffered from heart disease during that time. And in 1952, he was fired from the Grand Ole Opry for drunkenness, basically, and not being reliable enough to show up at shows. His booking agent had also dropped him, and things were not going so well. But nonetheless, he had a band, he had dates, and on January 1st of 1953, he was supposed to perform in Canton, Ohio. Here's Hank Williams with the song, "I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive."
I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. And brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be all right no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive. Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wonder and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay. Just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she'd kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. Well, she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home, we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called to gather round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes are gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night.
There's Hank Williams with the recitation, I Dreamed About Mama Last Night. Before that, we heard Hank's most famous gospel tune, I Saw the Light. And before that, the song, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, which, contrary to legend and myth, is not the last song that he recorded. That would have been Take These Chains from My Heart, which we heard earlier. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Little Andy, and this is the Country Classics Hour. Tonight, we're looking back on the death of Hank Williams, which celebrates its anniversary on January 1st. Well, Hank had also been trying to get to a show in Charleston, West Virginia. He was booked to play the Municipal Auditorium there, but he wasn't able to make it due to an ice storm, due to bad weather. And on December 30th, he had been staying at his mother's boarding house in Montgomery, Alabama. That was his hometown. And he was tried to find someone to drive him. His band was driving separately, but couldn't get any of his friends and regular chauffeurs to drive him. So he went to a local taxi company where the man who owned it had a son named Charles Carr, who had been a driver at some point for Hank before. Hank contracted him to drive him to Charleston, West Virginia, and then on to Canton, Ohio, where he was supposed to play his last date. And at this point, Hank was in pretty acute pain. He normally had a Packard touring limo, and he had customized it so that he could put the back seat down and basically lie in the trunk so that he could lie on his back and his back wouldn't hurt him so much. But he loaded it up with records and instruments and luggage and his stage clothes and wasn't able to lie back in the comfort that he normally had. He was in pretty bad pain and therefore tried to get his regular doctor, Dr. Stokes, to give him a shot of morphine. And Dr. Stokes told Hank that he smelled liquor on his breath and that under no circumstances would he give him any morphine. But somehow Hank found another doctor in town who gave him both morphine and injections of vitamin B12, and Hank Williams and Charles Carr started driving at around 11:30 in the morning. Hank was wearing his white cowboy boots, a white felt hat, a blue serge suit, and a navy blue overcoat. Here's Hank Williams with the song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I'll look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. A brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
He can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday, she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone, but not forgotten blues. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
There's Hank Williams with a hit that he wrote to be that he concocted to be a total not a copy, but a song similar to Lovesick Blues. That's Hank Williams with Long Gone Lonesome Blues, a song with a yodel, a song with a blues in the title, and he hoped it'd be as big a hit as Lovesick Blues, and he pretty much was, showing you what a made-to-order songwriter Hank Williams was. Before that, we heard Hank doing Set in the Woods on Fire, and we started that set off with I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. You're listening to the Country Classics Hour on CKUT. My name is Little Andy, and we're doing a special on Hank Williams tonight. Hank Williams and his driver, Charles Carr, had been traveling straight for almost 24 hours when, in a town called Rutledge, Tennessee, Hank Williams' driver, Charles Carr, was pulled over by a patrolman who pulled him over for reckless driving. The patroller's name was Swan H. Kitts, and as he looked at Hank in the back seat of the car, he noticed that he was looking immobile, a little bit blue, and generally lifeless. Kitts, the patrol officer, asked Carr if the man in the back was doing all right, and Charles Carr, the driver, said no, he'd been drinking a beer and that the doctor had given him a sedative. And Kitts, the highway patrolman, said, he's not dead, is he? Carr maintained to the end and in the trials that followed that Hank Williams was not dead, but he definitely didn't look good. And later that night, they were pulled over by yet another police officer who also suggested that Hank had been passed away in the back seat. As far as we know, Hank Williams died somewhere in between Knoxville and Blaine, Tennessee, and perhaps died in Knoxville, Tennessee himself. He died from the combined effects of alcohol, an undetermined number of morphine shots, and chloral hydrate, which was a sedative that was used to put down zoo and circus animals, and who he'd been given that by a quack doctor by the name of Toby Williams, who was treating Hank for his alcoholism. But in any case, it's clear that Hank died at some point at around 1 a.m. Here's Hank Williams with the song The Angel of Death.
In the great book of John, you're warned of the day when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay. The angel of death will come from the sky and claim your poor soul when the time comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep, and then your loved ones are gathered to weep, can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? when the angel of death comes down after you. Can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
For the news told the world Hank Williams was dead. Hank left love songs for lovers, blues for the weary one, beautiful hymns that make the teardrops start. Gone but not forgotten, time won't dim his memory. Hank Williams will live forever in people's hearts. Tear-stained face. The world lost a great composer.
The world
lost a great singer when Hank Williams went to his resting place. Hank left love songs for lovers, blues for the weary one, beautiful hymns that make the teardrop star. Gone but not forgotten, time won't dim his memory. Hank Williams will live forever in people's hearts.
Once there lived upon this earth a country boy, poor from birth. Voice as sweet as honey in the comb. He sung himself right to the top. Worked so hard he had to stop. Now Hank Williams sings the blues no more. Hank sung good and he sung loud. God overheard and he was proud. So he called Hank home to sing up there. Now he's got a new singing place where the sun shines on his face. Hank Williams sings the blues no more. When the moon it gives no light and the wind blows strong at night, you can seem to hear Hank singing in the trees. Morning night his lonesome blues, the ones he never seems to lose. Now Hank Williams sings the blues no more. Hank sung good and he sung loud. God overheard and he was proud. So he called Hank home to sing up there. Now he's got a new singing place where the sun shines on his face. Hank Williams sings the blues no more.
Springtime, when blossoms unfold, the pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now have withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Oh, where has she gone to? Oh, where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky has turned gray, a hound in the distance is starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of, forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand.
There's Hank Williams with the chilling demo of a song of his own composition called Alone and Forsaken. Before that, we heard two tribute songs done shortly after the death of Hank Williams. One was by relatively little-known performer Jimmy Logsdon. The song was Hank Williams Sings the Blues No More. And before that, Johnny and Jack, Johnny Wright and Jack Anglin, that is. Johnny Wright being a real party pal of Hank Williams, some people would say an enabler as well, in Hank's alcoholism. The song that Johnny and Jack did for Hank was Hank Williams Will Live Forever. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Country Classics Hour. My name's Little Andy. This has been a look back at the life and death of Hank Williams. Hank Williams, who passed away on January 1st of 1953. Before I go, I'm going to play a kind of a recorded apology that Hank Williams made when his back condition and a rather radical back surgery was performed on him in 1951, which made him unable to make any engagements and cancel a whole bunch of tour dates. It's not a song, but there's something as chilling in Hank Williams' spoken voice as there was in his singing voice. Thanks for listening. This has been the Country Classics Hour.
Howdy, friends. This is Hank Williams. I hope you're all having a great big time here at the show. I'd like to say thanks to my good friend Jimmy Davis for coming up here to Washington and pinch hitting for me. Also, my wife and my boys. I'd been looking forward to visiting you folks here in Washington today, but on the 13th of December, I had to do.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
evening and welcome to another Sunday night of Cha 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 and Blue for this Sunday, the 2nd of January of 2022. We finally made it through 2021 and 2022 is not looking any better so far. We're still in trouble. We're still in a curfew. We're still locked down. Who knows? Who knows where this will all end up? In the meantime, I'll just tell you, this is the first show of my 33rd year here at CKUT, so things are moving along for me.